The Energy Department's National Nuclear Security Administration is in the process of moving out of its Cold War mentality and into a 21st century model. This means the NNSA is not just changing how it secures the country's nuclear energy production, but all parts of its operation. A key piece of that is the modernizing of its technology infrastructure. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now live with details. And Jason, let's first start with some background. The National Nuclear Security Administration, it's not responsible for the safety of nuclear weapons, but more like the safety and the oversight of the power plants, right?
That's actually correct, and that's one of the things. I did an interview a number of months ago with the NNSA chief information officer, and I kept getting it wrong, and finally she goes, just remember, you know, she kind of told, we don't do weapons. So I had to remember that. So, but basically what they do is, and I, you know, I spoke with Robert Brees, who's actually NNSA's deputy chief information officer, and he says it is really, it's the safety, security, reliability of radioactive material. They help generate nuclear power for the Navy, and they have a big role actually in nuclear counterterrorism efforts around the world. And then, and interestingly enough, just a little bit more background, it grew from the old Atomic Energy Commission that was really, you know, formed in, back in the 40s and 50s and based on this Cold War mentality. And it's that mentality that they're changing, and then it's going to change in the way they deal with their facilities and the way they manage their infrastructure.
And so they're we hear about transformation agencies looking to transform, but the NNSA is looking to transform as well. How are they doing that?
So they're taking a couple different approaches. Breeze says one way is the use of this thing called thin clients, or what they call diskless desktops. This is where, you know, you have a computer. Your computer consists of your screen, your keyboard, your mouse, and then it plugs into the wall. There's no box underneath your desk. Thin clients is what they're called.
As opposed to the big, you know, you have all this desktop power and mega, giga, whatever.
Exactly.
This is very dumb terminals, essentially, that connect to a larger computer probably through the Internet.
Exactly, yeah. Or just through your network and all your applications, all your storage is within the Internet. Now, Breeze describes this initial reason why they moved to that thin client environment.
We began as a result of a security challenge several years ago. We moved our classified computing environment from the standard desktop computers with removable hard drives that we would lock up in safes and move around not only individual offices but buildings at sites and between sites. And we've transitioned that to a diskless environment, going to the thin client environment. And we've received a lot of benefit from that. One, we've destroyed an immense amount of classified matter, hard drives and computers. And so EP and things like Jeff have talked about, if we've leveraged those things in order to dispose of those. But likewise, we've significantly reduced our vulnerability, our security vulnerabilities, because that type of matter isn't laying around on people's desks. We don't have to worry about, did we get things locked up at night?
Now, NNSA now is actually testing this thin client concept with its unclassified network, and Bree says this is part of a larger modernization effort that's really just in the beginning stages.
It is in the early stages. It's really still in the planning cycle. We've only looked at probably the 50,000-foot level. We've identified major process areas and major systems and applications. And the next phase of this that we hope to move into at the beginning of the calendar year is to dive into the actual technologies and the actual processes under there and then identify where the best business value is to move ahead.
So is this all about security and modernization, Jason, or is there other benefits that NNSA and other agencies are going to be expecting out of this?
Well, really, it's originally about security modernization, as you heard Mr. Breeze talk about the security incident. But what NNSA now is finding is a larger set of benefits, some unintended ones, if you will, and most of them are also meeting some of the White House's main goals.
What we found was there was a great benefit on the security, but also on the energy usage and the mobility of the workers. So no longer are our workers stuck at a particular desk to do their job. If they need to go to another facility or even another site, we can interconnect those sites and allow them, through thin client technology, to boot up their home desktop image. As we work to transform from a Cold War complex to a 21st century nuclear security enterprise, thin client has a lot of potential business value far beyond the environmental or energy savings perspective.
Now, Bree says a lot of the thin client computers may also be able to put off what they call the technology refresh cycle, where they usually have to do a technology refresh every 3 years. That can be pushed out for 2 years, and that's actually a big cost avoidance as well.
Because couldn't you, with a thin client, you just essentially do that through the network, right?
Correct. Instead of having to go desktop to desktop, person to person, it's all done on the back end. You don't really see it happening, and things can be, that's why it's more secure, because it's more standard. And also, the updates can be done more easily. So there's a kind of a combination of things. Now, the other piece of this modernization and effort that they're really seeing some benefit is as they're upgrading, modernizing their buildings, they can become more energy efficient and more secure as well. And I think those are some of the goals that when they first started out, it was really a lot about security. It was a lot about this idea that we have to upgrade, we have to change. And now they're getting all these other benefits, and I think a lot of other agencies will see the very similar benefits as well.
Well, and speaking of energy efficiencies and all the big focus of the Obama administration, a lot of money focused on that. What is coming on the horizon to help agencies meet those White House goals, which they just put out a couple months ago?
It's a big year for agencies around that. Now, as you mentioned, the White House put an executive order out in October, requiring agencies to meet several goals to be more energy efficient. And the focus just isn't on agencies, it's actually on the vendors from which the agencies buy products and services from as well. So there's an interagency working group led by the General Services Administration that's developing a report and draft recommendations that are due later this month that will address how to measure and reduce greenhouse gas emissions from federal contractors. Steve Kemp from GSA explains.
I think where the government is going on this is we're probably not going to create our own registry. We're not going to go, we're going to build on what's out there. And I think we're going to work together, too. So you're not going to have to disclose. I hope we're going to get to the point where, you're going to disclose once and we'll all share that information and figure out what that means. I think, we're going to find a tool or a organization that's already out there. One of our charges is to look at what this means for small business. For some small businesses, you're probably further ahead than some of the large businesses. Mm-hmm. And for others, you haven't started at all.
Now, Steve Kemp mentions tools. GSA is actually developing several of them. They're testing what's now called a carbon footprint tool for agencies, something I think we've talked about in your show before. As well as they put out a set of contracts to help agencies gauge how they're performing under the executive order. Now, the other thing they're doing is giving agencies help to ensure that their acquisitions, so when they buy something, goods, services, whatever, that they're applying energy-efficient requirements.
So we've developed a training class that we've offered to some agencies already on how to build green into their acquisitions. We're also looking at how we monitor and manage green in our schedules and our GWACs and all the other programs that we have. Because one of the things that we need to do is to make sure that when we identify products as green, that they really are. So we're looking at things like direct feed for some of the certifications that are on the schedules, looking at which certifications we're actually putting out there an advantage. It's become a little bit cluttered. So we're going to take some of them off that aren't very strong, and we're going to, like I said, get direct feeds on others, and we're going to be adding some, like WaterSense and the USDA BioPreferred that aren't on there yet. And again, working at assuring that what we get on there is validated and verified.
Now, obviously, there's a lot going around energy efficiency, around greening of the government. And I think NNSA's experience with thin clients, for example, is a good kind of case study for other agencies. And also, GSA's new tools is another example of what agencies can look for and look to really meet not only the White House's goals, but really to do something that I think a lot of people will agree with that really is going to make a difference across for all Americans.